I'm really happy that Grant asked me to talk a bit about what photography means to me, because my mother died a week ago and I've spent a large part of the last week going through boxes and boxes of prints of the photos that she took over decades. And she was always a bit behind the times, so she never used a digital camera. And so my first thought about photography and what it means to me is that nobody's going to go through your camera roll after you're dead. And I think that it sounds flip, but it's a very significant aspect of the way that photography in the phone camera era, how that's disrupted the photographic tradition, and the way that photography occupies a different place in our lives. And I think that it means that in addition to more people taking photographs more of the time and there being an exponential increase in the sheer number of photos, I think it's the other half to that disruption is that those photos, once they're taken, have a different kind of they're seen differently. They're seen on a screen, and they have a good or bad, they have a shorter shelf life, and they're not out there in the way that they used to be as a tangible object, when a photograph was much more tied to being an artifact. My mother was also significant to me, I realise, in my point of view as a professional photographer, in that she was a journalist that that contributed to contributed articles to publications like The Guardian and The Times, and occasionally to Women's Hour, about things like child development and play. That was her interest, was in children, and she would sometimes illustrate the articles herself with photos that she took herself, and she took really great photos. And one aspect of being behind the times is that she couldn't afford to buy an Instamatic camera, and so she used a Brownie, and all of the photos, you know, were taken with a Brownie that took 2¼ films. So effectively all those photos of us as children were taken on a medium format camera. And so, I mean, years later, I scanned the negatives and I made prints from them, and they're really beautiful. So there's that sort of almost accidental aspect of her photography. But the other sort of more important aspect of what she did that relates to what I did as a fashion photographer is that she would set up these situations where my brother and I would be playing, and she would obviously we knew that she was taking pictures, but we would just get into whatever it was that we were doing, and she'd take pictures. And there's definitely something of the same principle at work in the photos that I've taken as a professional photographer. And I worked very much as my mother did, in that I would set up these situations in which the subject knew that they were being photographed, of course, but nevertheless I would try and create a setting that would in some way elicit a response from the subject that I felt would say something genuine about them, that would in some way speak to who they were.